Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 90 Day Bible Challenge, where we're going through the entire Bible on live stream at 2 p.m. every single day. So if you're joining us, welcome. If you've been here for the last, 29 days, welcome as well. Today we have an interesting thing going on because the entire day is names. Literally names. Now tomorrow's devotional and break, because they give you three breaks in 90 days. Every 30 days they give you a break day. So I'll do like a little sharing a bit tomorrow for the devotional, because there won't be reading days. But today, let me show you guys what today is. And I've been back and forth about this. You know, usually I skip all the names because there's just, it's exhausting to read an hour of names. But I know some of you still want to hear this in audio and you still don't want there to be a missing day. So I know what I'm going to do, but let me first show you what today is. Okay, it's 1 Chronicles 1 through 9. Starts from Adam to Noah. And look at this. All names. Every single thing is a name. So I'm not going to sit here and just stumble over mispronouncing every single one of these names. Look, names, chapter 2, names, 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 descendants, descendants, chapter 3, names, 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 chapter 5, descendants, names, names, priestly line, names, chapter 6, names, 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 all the names, look at all the names, chapter 7, chapter 8, all names still. We're about an hour in now, chapter 9, okay? So all names. All right. So this entire day is going to be named. I'm not going to sit here for an hour just to read names, but what I'm going to do is just put an audio Bible on. So a lot of you don't want to hear the names. That's totally fine. You can jump off the video. Some of you do want to hear them. So for you, I've edited this video with an audio Bible. So I'm going to throw that on screen, let it play. He'll pronounce them right. I won't. I'm not going to sit here for an hour mispronouncing names and stumbling over my words. So that'll be there for you guys. And then tomorrow is the break day slash devotional. And then Monday we'll be back to the regular reading without all names. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. I love and appreciate you guys. And I'll see you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock for our devotional slash break day. And then Monday will be 2 o'clock again. Monday night we'll have our teaching. Tuesday we'll have it, you know, regular reading. And then Tuesday night we'll have our mass deliverance and healing. Okay. See you guys. Love y'all. Salute.
1 Chronicles chapter 1. Adam was the father of Seth, and his descendants were Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah, who had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth was the father of Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus, and they were the ancestors of the kingdoms named after them. Gomer was the ancestor of Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. Javan was the ancestor of Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. Ham was the father of Ethiopia, Egypt, Put, and Canaan, and they were the ancestors of the kingdoms named after them. Ethiopia was the ancestor of Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtica. Raama was the ancestor of Sheba and Dedan. Ethiopia was also the father of Nimrod, the world's first mighty warrior. Egypt was the ancestor of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pethrusim, Kesluhim, and Kaphtorim, the ancestor of the Philistines. Canaan's oldest son was Sidon. His other son was Heth. Canaan was also the ancestor of the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites and Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Shem was the ancestor of Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. They were the ancestors of the kingdoms named after them. Arpachshad was Shelah's father and Eber's grandfather. Eber named his first son Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided into tribal regions. Eber's second son was Joktan, the ancestor of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. Shem's descendants included Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, later renamed Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael had 12 sons who were born in the following order: Nebaioth, Keter, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. Abraham and his slave woman Keturah had 6 sons: Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. Midian was the father of Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaya. Abraham's son Isaac was the father of Esau and Jacob. Esau was the father of Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. Eliphaz was the father of Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gadam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. Reuel was the father of Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. Seir was the father of Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. Lotan was the father of Horai and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. Shobal was the father of Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. Zibeon was the father of Aya and Anah. Anah was the father of Dishan and the grandfather of Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. Ezer was the father of Bilhan, Zaavan, and Jaakan. Dishan was the father of Uz and Aram. Before kings ruled in Israel, Bela, son of Beor, ruled the country of Edom from its capital of Dinhabah. After Bela's death, Jobab, son of Zerah, from Bozra, became king. After Jobab's death, Husham from the land of Teman became king. After Husham's death, Hadad, son of Bedad, became king and ruled from Avith. Earlier, Bedad had defeated the Midianites in the territory of Moab. After Hadad's death, Samla from Masrekah became king. After Samla's death, Shaul from the town of Rehoboth on the Euphrates River became king. And after Shaul's death, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, became king. After Baal-Hanan's death, Hadad ruled from Pi. His wife was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred and granddaughter of Mezahab. The Edomite clans were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. 1 Chronicles chapter 2. Jacob was the father of 12 sons: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah and his Canaanite wife Bathshua had 3 sons: Onan, and Shelah. But the Lord had put to death, because he disobeyed and did what the Lord hated. Judah and his daughter-in-law Tamar also had 2 sons, Perez and Zerah. Perez was the father of Hezron and Hamul. Zerah was the father of Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Kalkal, and Darda. Achan, who was a descendant of Zerah and the son of Carmi, caused trouble for Israel, because he kept for himself things that belonged only to the Lord. Ethan's son was Azariah. Hezron was the father of Jeramiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Amminadab, and the grandfather of Nahshon, a tribal leader of Judah. Nahshon's descendants included Salma, Boaz, Obed, and Jesse. Jesse had 7 sons, who were born in the following order: Eliab, Abinadab, Shimeah, Nathanael, Radai, Ozem, and David. Jesse also had 2 daughters, Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah was the mother of Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail's husband was Jether, who was a descendant of Ishmael, and their son was Amasa. Hezron's son Caleb married Azubah, and their daughter was Jerioth, the mother of Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. After the death of Azubah, Caleb married Ephrath. Their son Hur was the father of Uri and the grandfather of Bezalel. When Hezron was 60 years old, he married the daughter of Maker, who settled the region of Gilead. Their son Segub was the father of Jair, who ruled 23 villages in the region of Gilead. Sometime later, the nations of Geshur and Aram captured 60 towns in that region, including the villages that belonged to Jair, as well as the town of Kenath and the nearby villages. Everyone from the region of Gilead was a descendant of Maker. After the death of Hezron, Caleb married Ephrathah, his father's wife. Their son was Asher, who later settled the town of Tekoa. Jeramiel, Hezron's oldest son, was the father of Ram, Bunah, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had a second wife, Atara, who gave birth to Onam. Ram was the father of Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. Onam was the father of Shammai and Jada. Shammai was the father of Nadab and Abishur. Abishur married Abihail, and their two sons were Aban and Molid. Nadab was the father of Selad and Appaim. Selad had no children. Appaim's son was Ishi, the father of Shishan and the grandfather of Ali. Jada was the father of Jether and Jonathan. Jether had no children, but Jonathan had two sons, Peleth and Zaza. Shishan had no sons, and so he let one of his daughters marry Jarha, his Egyptian slave. Their son was Attai, the father of Nathan and the grandfather of Zabad. Zabad's descendants included Ephlal, Obed, Jehu, Azariah, Helaz, Eliasa, Sismai, Shalom, Jechemiah, and Elishama. Caleb, Jeramiel's brother, had the following descendants: Mesha, Ziph, Marisha, Hebron, and Hebron's four sons, Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Raham and the grandfather of Jorkiam. Rechem was the father of Shammai, the grandfather of Maon, and the great-grandfather of Bethzur. Ephah was one of Caleb's wives, and their sons were Haran, Moza, and Gazez. Haran named his son after his brother Gazez. Ephah was the daughter of Jadai, who was also the father of Regem, Jotham, Gishan, Pelet, and Shaaph. Maacah was another of Caleb's wives, and their sons were Sheber and Tirhana. Later they had two more sons, Shaaph, the father of Madmana, and Sheva, the father of Machbena and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksah. All of these were Caleb's descendants. Hur, the oldest son of Caleb and Ephrathah, had three sons, Shobal, Selma, and Haraph, who settled the town of Beth-Gater. Shobal, who settled the town of Kiriath-Jearim, was the ancestor of Heroah, half of the Menuhath clan, and the clans that lived near Kiriath-Jearim. They were the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. The Zorathites and the Eshtaolites were descendants of the Mishraites. Salma settled the town of Bethlehem and was the ancestor of the Netophathites, the people of Atroth Beth-Joab, half of the Manahathite clan and the Zorites. Salma was also the ancestor of the clans in Jabez that kept the court and government records. They were the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These clans were the descendants of Hamath the Kenite, who was also the ancestor of the Rechabites. 1 Chronicles, Chapter 3. King David ruled from Hebron for 7 years and 6 months, and during that time he had six sons, who were born in the following order: Amnon, Daniel, Absalom, Adonijah, Shephatiah, and Ithream. Ahinoam from Jezreel was the mother of Amnon. Abigail from Carmel was the mother of Daniel. Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur, was the mother of Absalom. Haggith was the mother of Adonijah. Abital was the mother of Shephatiah, and Eglah was the mother of Ithream. David then ruled from Jerusalem for 33 years, and during that time he had 13 more sons. His wife Bathsheba, daughter of Amiel, gave birth to Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. David's other sons included Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphelet, Noga, Nephig, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. David's other wives also gave birth to sons. Tamar was his daughter. Solomon's descendants included the following kings: Rehoboam, Abijah, Asa, Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, Ahaziah, Joash, Amaziah, Azariah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, Manasseh, Amon, and Josiah, and his four sons, Johanan, Jehoiakim, Zedekiah, and Jehoahaz. Jehoiakim was the father of Jehoiachin and Zedekiah. Jehoiachin, who was taken to Babylon as a prisoner, had seven sons: Shealtiel, Malchiram, Padiah, Shenazer, Jechemiah, Hoshema, and Nedabiah. Padiah had two sons, Zerubbabel and Shimei. Zerubbabel was the father of Meshullam, Hananiah, and Shelomith, their sister. He also had five other sons, Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab-Hesed. Hananiah's descendants were Pelatiah, Jeshiah, Raphiah, Arnon, Obadiah, and Shechaniah. The father of Shemaiah and the grandfather of Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat. Neriah was the father of Elioenai, Hizkiah, and Azrakam. Elioenai was the father of Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akab, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani. 1 Chronicles, Chapter 4. Judah was the father of five sons: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Shobal was the father of Reiah, the grandfather of Jahath, and the great-grandfather of Ahumai and Lahad. These men all belonged to the Zorathite clan. Hur was the oldest son of Caleb and Ephrathah. Some of his descendants settled the town of Bethlehem. Hur's other descendants included Etam, Penuel, and Ezer. Etam's sons were Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash, and his daughter was Hazael-Elponai. Penuel settled the town of Geder, and Ezer settled the town of Husha. Asher, who settled the town of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. Asher and Naarah were the parents of Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Haahashtari. Asher and Hela were the parents of Zerath, Izhar, and Ethnan. Koz, the father of Anab and Zobeba, was also the ancestor of the clans of Aharhel, the son of Haram. Jabez was a man who got his name because of the pain he caused his mother during birth. But he was still the most respected son in his family. One day he prayed to Israel's God,
"Please bless me and give me a lot of land. Be with me so I will be safe from harm."
And God did just what Jabez had asked. Caleb was the brother of Shuha and the father of Mehir. Later, Mehir had a son, Eshton, whose three sons were Beth-Rapha, Paseah, and Tehinnah. It was Tehinnah who settled the town of Nahash. These men and their families lived in the town of Rekah. Kenaz was the father of Othniel and Sariah. Othniel had two sons, Hathath and Meonathai, who was the father of Ophrah. Sariah was the father of Joab, who settled a place called Valley of Crafts, because the people who lived there were experts in making things. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, had three sons, Iru, Elah, and Naam. Elah was the father of Kenaz. Jehalalel was the father of Ziph, Ziphah, Tiria, and Azarel. Ezra was the father of Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. Mered was married to Bithiah, the daughter of the king of Egypt. They had a daughter named Miriam and two sons, Shammai and Ishba. It was Ishba who settled the town of Eshtemoa. Mered was also married to a woman from the tribe of Judah, and their sons were Jared, Heber, and Jekuthiel. Jared settled the town of Geder, Heber settled the town of Soko, and Jekuthiel settled the town of Zenoa. A man named Hodiah was married to the sister of Naham. Hodiah's descendants included Keilah of the Garmite clan and Eshtemoa of the Maacathite clan. Shimon was the father of Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. Ishi was the father of Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. Judah also had a son named Shelah, whose descendants included Jocham and the people of the town of Kozeba, as well as who settled the town of Leka, and Leada, who settled the town of Marisha. The people who lived in Beth Ashbia were also descendants of Shelah, and they were experts in weaving cloth. Shelah was the ancestor of Joash and Saraph, two men who married Moabite women and then settled near Bethlehem. But these family records are very old. The members of these clans were the potters who lived in the towns of Netaim and Gedera and worked for the king. Simeon had five sons, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. The descendants of Shaul included his son Shalem, his grandson Mibsam, and his great-grandson Mishma. The descendants of Mishma included his son Hamuel, his grandson Zachar, and his great-grandson Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have as many children, so the Simeon tribe was smaller than the Judah tribe. Before David became king, the people of the Simeon tribe lived in the following towns: Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susim, Beth Birai, and Shearayim. They also lived in the five villages of Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, as well as in the nearby villages as far as the town of Baal. These are the places where Simeon's descendants had settled, according to their own family records. As their families and clans became larger, the people of Simeon had the following leaders: Meshobab, Jamlek, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, Elioenai, Jacobah, Jeshohiah, Asahiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benina, and Ziza. When the people needed more pasture land for their flocks and herds, they looked as far as the eastern side of the valley where the town of Gerar is located, and they found a lot of good pasture land that was quiet and undisturbed. This had once belonged to the Hamites. But when Hezekiah was king of Judah, the descendants of Simeon attacked and forced the Hamites and the Meunites off the land, then settled there. Sometime later, 500 men from the Simeon tribe went into Edom under the command of Pelatiah, Neariah, Raphiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. They killed the last of the Amalekites and lived there from then on. 1 Chronicles, chapter 5. Reuben was the oldest son of Jacob, but he lost his rights as the firstborn son because he slept with one of his father's wives. The honor of the firstborn son was then given to Joseph, even though it was the Judah tribe that became the most powerful and produced a leader. Reuben had 4 sons: Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The descendants of Joel included Shemaiah, Gog, Shimei, Micah, Reiah, Baal, and Beera, a leader of the Reuben tribe. Later, King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria took Beera away as prisoner. The family records also include Jeiel, who was a clan leader, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, and grandson of Shema of the Joel clan. They lived in the territory around the town of Aroer, as far north as Nebo and Baal-Meon, and as far east as the desert just west of the Euphrates River. They needed this much land because they owned too many cattle to keep them all in Gilead. When Saul was king, the Reuben tribe attacked and defeated the Hagrites, then took over their land east of Gilead. The tribe of Gad lived in the region of Bashan, north of the Reuben tribe. Gad's territory extended all the way to the town of Salica. Some of the clan leaders were Joel, Shapham, Janai, and Shaphat. Their relatives included Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Zia, and Eber. They were all descendants of Abihail, whose family line went back through Hurai, Jeroah, Gilead, Michael, Jeshishai, Jado, and Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdiel, and the grandson of Gunai was the leader of their clan. The people of Gad lived in the towns in the regions of Bashan and Gilead, as well as in the pasture land of Sharon. Their family records were written when Jotham was king of Judah and Jeroboam was king of Israel. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh had 44,760 soldiers trained to fight in battle with shields, swords, bows, and arrows. They fought against the Hagrites and the tribes of Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. Whenever these soldiers went to war against their enemies, they prayed to God and trusted Him to help. That's why the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh defeated the Hagrites and their allies. These Israelite tribes captured 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 people. Many of the Hagrites died in battle because God was fighting this battle against them. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh lived in that territory until they were taken as prisoners to Assyria. East Manasseh was a large tribe, so its people settled in the northern region of Bashan, as far north as Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel were their clan leaders. They were well-known leaders and brave soldiers. The people of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh were unfaithful to the God their ancestors had worshipped, and they started worshipping the gods of the nations that God had forced out of Canaan. So God sent King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria to attack these Israelite tribes. The king led them away as prisoners to Assyria, and from then on he forced them to live in Hela, Habor, Hara, and near the Gozan River. 1 Chronicles, Chapter 6. Levi was the father of Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Kohath was the father of Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. Amram was the father of Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. Aaron had four sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar's descendants included Phinehas, Abishua, Buckai, Uzzi, Zerahiah, Merioth, Amariah, Ahitub, Zadok, Ahimaaz, Azariah, Johanan, Azariah the priest who served in the temple built by King Solomon, Amariah, Ahitub, Zadok, Shalom, Hilkiah, Azariah, Sariah, and Jehozadak. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia took Jehozadak to Babylon as prisoner when the Lord let the people of Judah and Jerusalem be dragged from their land. Levi's three sons had sons of their own. Gershon was the father of Libni and Shimei. Kohath was the father of Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. Merari was the father of Mahlai and Mushi. These descendants of Levi each became leaders of their own clans. Gershon's descendants included Libni, Jahath, Zimmah, Joah, Iddo, Zerah, and Jeatherai. Kohath's descendants included Aminadab, Korah, Aser, Elkanah, Ebiasaph, Aser, Tahath, Uriel, Uzziah, and Shaul. Elkanah was the father of Amasai and Ahimoth. Ahimoth's descendants included Elkanah, Zophai, Nahath, Eliab, Jeroham, and Elkanah. Samuel was the father of Joel and Abijah, born in that order. Merari's descendants included Mahlai, Libni, Shimei, Uzzah, Shimeah, Haggiah, and Uzziah. After King David had the sacred chest moved to Jerusalem, he appointed musicians from the Levi tribe to be in charge of the music at the place of worship. These musicians served at the sacred tent and later at the Lord's temple that King Solomon built. Here is a list of these musicians and their family lines. Heman from the Kohathite clan was the director. His ancestors went all the way back to Jacob and included Joel, Samuel, Elkanah, Jeroham, Eliel, Toa, Zoph, Elkanah, Mahath, Amasai, Elkanah, Joel, Azariah, Zephaniah, Tahath, Asser, Ebiasaph, Korah, Izhar, Kohath, Levi. Asaph was Heman's relative and served as his assistant. Asaph's ancestors included Berechiah, Shimeah, Michael, Baasiah, Malchijah, Ethni, Zerah, Adiah, Ethan, Zimmah, Shimei, Jahath, Gershon, and Levi. Ethan was also Heman's relative and served as his assistant. Ethan belonged to the Merari clan, and his ancestors included Kishai, Abdi, Malak, Hashabiah, Amaziah, Hilkiah, Amzai, Benai, Shemer, Malai, Mushai, Merari, and Levi. The rest of the Levites were appointed to work at the sacred tent. Only Aaron and his descendants were allowed to offer sacrifices and incense on the two altars at the sacred tent. They were in charge of the most holy place and the ceremonies to forgive sins, just as God's servant Moses had commanded. Aaron's descendants included his son Eleazar, Phinehas, Abishua, Bukkai, Uzzi, Zerahiah, Merioth, Amariah, Ahitub, Zadok, and Ahimaaz. Aaron's descendants belonged to the Levite clan of Kohath, and they were the first group chosen to receive towns to live in. They received the town of Hebron in the territory of Judah and the pasture land around it. But the farmland and villages around Hebron were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So Aaron's descendants received the following safe towns and the pasture land around them: Hebron, Libna, Jatter, Eshtemoa, Hilon, Deber, Ashan, and Beth Shemesh. From the Benjamin tribe, they were given the towns of Geba, Alameth, and Anathoth, and the pasture land around them. 13 towns were given to Aaron's descendants. The rest of the Levite clan of Kohath received 10 towns from West Manasseh. The Levite clan of Gershon received 13 towns from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and East Manasseh in Bashan. The Levite clan of Merari received 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel gave the Levites towns to live in and the pasture land around them. All the towns were chosen with the Lord's help, including those towns from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. Some of the families of the Kohath clan received their towns from the tribe of Ephraim. These families received the following safe towns and the pasture land around them: Shechem in the hill country, Gezer, Jokmeam, Beth Horon, Aijalon, and Gath Rimmon. And from West Manasseh, they received Aner and Bileam, together with their pasture land. The Gershonite clan received two towns from the tribe of East Manasseh: Golan and Bashan, and Ashtaroth, including the pasture land around them. The Gershonites also received four towns from the tribe of Issachar: Kedesh, Deberath, Ramoth, and Anam, including the pasture land around them. The Gershonites received four towns from the tribe of Asher: Meshel, Abdon, Hukok, and Rehob, including the pasture land around them. Finally, the Gershonites received three towns from the tribe of Naphtali: Kedesh in Galilee, Hammon, and Kiriathaim, including the pasture land around them. The rest of the Merari clan received the towns of Ramono and Tabor, and their pasture land from the tribe of Zebulun. They also received four towns east of the Jordan River from the tribe of Reuben:
Bezer in the flatlands, Jaza, Kedemoth, and Mephaeth, including the pastures around them. And from the tribe of Gad, the Merarites received the towns of Ramoth and Gilead, Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer, including the pasture land around them. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. Issachar was the father of four sons, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. Tola was the father of Uzzi, Raphiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, who were all brave soldiers and family leaders in their clan. There were 22,600 people in Tola's family by the time David became king. Uzzi was the father of Izrahiah and the grandfather of Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah, who were also family leaders. Their families were so large that they had 36,000 soldiers in their clans. In fact, according to family records, the tribe of Issachar had a total of 87,000 warriors. Benjamin was the father of three sons, Bela, Beker, and Jediael. Bela was the father of Esbon, Uzzi, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Eri. They were all brave soldiers and family leaders in their father's clan. The number of soldiers in their clan was 22,034. Beker was the father of Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elioenai, Amri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. The official family records listed 20,200 soldiers in the families of this clan, as well as their family leaders. Jediael was the father of Bilhan and the grandfather of Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenaanah, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. They were family leaders in their clan, which had 17,200 soldiers prepared to fight in battle. Was the father of Shuppam and Huppam, who also belonged to this clan. Dan was the father of Hushim. Naphtali's mother was Bilhah, and he was the father of Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalom. Manasseh and his Syrian wife were the parents of Asriel and Maker, the father of Gilead. Maker found a wife for Huppam and one for Shuppam. Maker had a sister named Maacah. Zelophehad was also a descendant of Manasseh, and he had five daughters. Maker and his wife Maacah were the parents of Pirish and Shirish. Pirish was the father of Ulam and Rekem. Ulam was the father of Bedan. These were all descendants of Gilead, the son of Maker, and the grandson of Manasseh. Gilead's sister, Hamoleketh, was the mother of Ishhad, Abiezer, and Mala. Shemaida, another descendant of Manasseh, was the father of Ahian, Shechem, Likhi, and Aniam. Ephraim was the father of Shuthelah, and the ancestor of Berid, Tahath, Eliada, Tahath, Zabad, and Shuthelah. Ephraim had two other sons, Ezer and Iliad. But they were killed when they tried to steal livestock from the people who lived in the territory of Gath. Ephraim mourned for his sons a long time, and his relatives came to comfort him. Sometime later, his wife gave birth to another son, and Ephraim named him Beriah, because he was born during a time of misery. Ephraim's daughter was Shira. She built the towns of Lower Beth-horon, Upper Beth-horon, and Uzzen Shira. Ephraim also had a son named Repha, and his descendants included Resheph, Tela, Tahan, Ladan, Amihud, Elishama, Nun, and Joshua. The descendants of Ephraim took over the territory as far south as Bethel, as far east as Naaran, and as far west as Gezer. Their territory included all the villages around these towns, as well as Shechem, Aya, and the nearby villages. The descendants of Manasseh settled in the territory that included Beth-shean, Taanak, Megiddo, Dor, and the nearby villages. The descendants of Joseph lived in these towns and villages. Asher had four sons, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah, and one daughter, Sira. Beriah was the father of Heber, and Malchiel the father of Birzaith. Heber was the father of three sons, Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, and one daughter, Shua. Japhlet was the father of Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. Shomer was the father of Ahi, Roga, Hubba, and Aram. And Japhlet's brother Hotham was the father of Zophah, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. Zophah was the father of Sua, Harnifer, Shual, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shema, Shilsha, Ithran, and Bera. Jether was the father of Jephunneh, Pispa, and Ara. Ulla was the father of Ara, Haniel, and Riziah. These were the descendants of Asher, and they were all respected family leaders and brave soldiers. The tribe of Asher had a total of 26,000 soldiers. 1 Chronicles, chapter 8. Benjamin had five sons, who were born in the following order: Bela, Ashbel, Ahara, Noha, and Rapha. Bela was the father of Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephuthan, and Huram. Ehud was the father of Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera. They were clan leaders in the town of Geba, but were later forced to move to the town of Manahath, and Gera led the way. He had two sons, Uzzah and Ahihud. Shehareim and his wife Husham had two sons, Abitub and Elpael. But Shehareim later divorced her and his other wife Beerah. Then he moved to the country of Moab and married Hodesh, and they had seven sons, Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcham, Jeaz, Sakiah, and Mirma. They were all family leaders in his clan. Elpael was the father of Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who settled the towns of Ono and Lod, as well as the nearby villages. Beriah and Shema were family leaders in the clan that lived in the town of Ajalon, and that forced out the people of Gath. Beriah's descendants included Ahio, Sheshach, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha. Elpael's descendants included Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Isliah, and Jobab. Shimei's descendants included Jacob, Zichri, Zabdi, Eliani, Zelithai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath. Sheshach's descendants included Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zichri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthathijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel. Jeroham's descendants included Shamshirai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jairishiah, Elijah, and Zichri. These were the family leaders in their ancestors' clan, and they and their descendants lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel settled the town of Gibeon. He and his wife Maacah lived there along with their sons, who were born in the following order: Abdon, Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth, the father of Shimeah. Some of them went to live in Jerusalem near their relatives. Ner was the father of Kish and the grandfather of King Saul. Saul had four sons: Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan was the father of Mirabaal, the grandfather of Micah, and the great-grandfather of Python, Melech, Teriah, and Ahaz. Saul's other descendants were Jehoiada, Alameth, Asmaveth, Zimri, Moza, Biniah, Rapha, Eliasa, Azel, as well as Azel's six sons, Azrakam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shiriah, Obadiah, and Hanan. Azel's brother Eshek was the father of Ulam, Jeush, and Eliphelet. Ulam's sons were brave soldiers who were experts at using a bow and arrows. They had a total of 150 children and grandchildren. All of these belonged to the tribe of Benjamin. 1 Chronicles, chapter 9. Everyone in Israel was listed in the official family records that were included in the history of Israel's kings. The people of Judah were taken to Babylonia as prisoners because they sinned against the Lord. And the first people to return to their towns included priests, Levites, temple workers, and other Israelites. People from the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh settled in Jerusalem. There were 690 people from the Judah tribe who settled in Jerusalem. They were all descendants of Judah's three sons, Perez, Shelah, and Zerah. Their leaders were Uthai, Esaiah, and Jeuel. Uthai was the son of Ammihud, and a descendant of Amri, Imri, Bani, and Perez. Esaiah was a descendant of Shelah. Jeuel was a descendant of Zerah. There were also 956 family leaders from the Benjamin tribe who settled in Jerusalem. They included Salu, son of Meshulam, grandson of Hodaviah, and great-grandson of Hasanua, Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Elah, son of Uzai, and grandson of Mikri, Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, grandson of Reuel, and great-grandson of Ibnijah. Here is a list of priests who settled in Jerusalem: Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, Azariah, who was a temple official, and whose ancestors included Hilkiah, Meshulam, Zadok, Miriath, and Ahitub. Adiah, son of Jeroham, whose ancestors included Pashur and Malchijah. Maasai, son of Adiel, whose ancestors included Jazera, Meshulam, Meshulamith, and Immer. There was a total of 1,760 priests, all of them family leaders in their clan and trained in the work at the temple. Here is a list of Levites who settled in Jerusalem: Shemaiah, from the Merari clan, whose ancestors included Hashub, Azrakam, and Hashabiah; Bakbakar, Hirish, Galal, Mattaniah, son of Micah, whose ancestors included Zichri and Asaph; Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, whose ancestors included Galal and Jeduthun; Berechiah, son of Asa, and grandson of Elkanah, who had lived in the villages near the town of Netophah; Shalom, Akab, Talmon, Ahiman, and their relatives were the guards at the temple gates. Shalom was the leader of this clan, and for a long time they had been the guards at the king's gate on the east side of the city. Before that, their ancestors guarded the entrance to the Levite camp. Shalom, son of Kori, as well as the other men in the Korahite clan, guarded the entrance to the temple just as their ancestors had guarded the entrance to the sacred tent. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had supervised their work because the Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was also one of the guards at the temple. There was a total of 212 guards, all of them listed in the family records in their towns. Their ancestors had been chosen by King David and by Samuel the prophet to be responsible for this work, and now they guarded the temple gates. There was one full-time guard appointed to each of the four sides of the temple. Their assistants lived in the villages outside the city, and every 7 days a group of them would come into the city and take their turn at guard duty. The four full-time guards were Levites, and they supervised the other guards and were responsible for the rooms in the temple and the supplies kept there. They guarded the temple day and night and opened its doors every morning. Some of the Levites were responsible for the equipment used in worship at the temple, and they had to count everything before and after it was used. Others were responsible for the temple furnishings and its sacred objects, as well as the flour, wine, olive oil, incense, and spices. But only the priests could mix the spices. Mattathiah, Shalom's oldest son, was a member of the Levite clan of Korah, and he was in charge of baking the bread used for offerings. The Levites from the Kohath clan were in charge of baking the sacred loaves of bread for each Sabbath. The Levite family leaders, who were the musicians, also lived at the temple. They had no other responsibilities because they were on duty day and night. All of these men were family leaders in the Levi tribe and were listed that way in their family records. They lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel had settled the town of Gibeon, where he and his wife Maacah lived. They had 10 sons, who were born in the following order: Abdon, Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth, the father of Shimeam. Some of them went to live in Jerusalem near their relatives. Ner was the father of Kish and the grandfather of King Saul. Saul had 4 sons, Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan was the father of Merabbaal, the grandfather of Micah, and the great-grandfather of Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. The descendants of Ahaz included Jara, Alameth, Asmaveth, Zimri, Moza, Binia, Raphiah, Eliasa, and Azel and his 6 sons, Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content, and please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.